What is a monster? The bear that lies in the woods? Or the human storming around the house? We explore what it means to be an animal in the thrilling conclusion of The Dark Tome just after this.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Fred Greenhalgh, your host of Undertow, Realm's podcast, taking you under the surface and into the weird and the wicked. I'm also co-creator of the series we're experiencing, The Dark Tome. Well, the Parabellum agents hold Cassie in thrall with their dark lords from another realm ready to cross into ours as soon as they complete a ritual. But the Dark Tome has one more story to show us. This is Bear Language by Martin Cahill. Martin Cahill is an Ignite Award-nominated science fiction and fantasy writer living in Hell's Kitchen, New York. And though there are terrifying elements to the story we're about to hear, you wouldn't strictly call it horror. We have siblings who are trapped in their house with their father and a bear outside, and the story asks, which of these is the animal? Before we enter, this story does grapple with themes of child abuse and abandonment, but also courage, so bear that in mind as we go again into the Undertow.
See, Mrs. Pinkham, how she talks? She's still altered.
I know.
Ask him, Mom! Ask him about the magic book!
Cassie, I've already told them all about it, about your unseen worlds. You're talking about drug-induced hallucinations.
The problem is, these designer drugs you've been playing with, they affect the brain's chemistry.
You!
We used to think it was permanent. Lucky for you, they've recently discovered that these changes are reversible. We flew a machine in from Switzerland this morning. State of the art. It works with your brain to undo...
No! Get me out of here! I don't want to be undone!
I can't stay here anymore.
I'll walk you to the lobby. Cassie, you should have burned the book.
Yeah. That's right. Leave me, Mom! Make me fend for myself! Just like you did with Mark. Just like Tom before him and Greg. Hey, remember him? He was a hell of a charmer. Do you know what he did to me while you were...
Bring the nitrous.
Oh. Hello?
Hi. Do you feel trapped? I feel trapped.
Yeah, I do. I don't even think I'm awake.
That's funny.
Glad someone feels that way. How about you? Why are you trapped?
There's a bear in our house.
What?
That's her.
I can hear it. It's down there.
And that's my daddy.
What the hell do you think it's doing?
It's obvious if you listen closely. It's snuffling, digging through our trash.
The bears like potato chips?
Shh!
That's Oliver, my kid brother.
I'd like potato chips if I were a bear.
Joanna, have you seen my phone?
No.
I'd like barbecue the best.
Who loses a phone when it's an emergency? I like a bear in our damn house.
Sorry, Daddy.
Maybe salt and vinegar?
Can't call the police. You call firefighters, can't call the bear catchers. You call anyone.
He's been drinking daddy juice since he came home from work. He left the patio door open. That's how the bear got in. That's why we ran and hid upstairs.
Damn it! Ow! Oh. There's my phone. Now to call, who the hell am I gonna call? All she'll do is laugh at me. The cops will just make things worse. Now, it's okay. Just sniff around. In the morning, it'll be gone. Right, Joanna?
Yes, Daddy.
We don't have to call her. She doesn't have to know. You go to sleep. We'll be okay in the morning. Don't call your mother.
But it's not all okay in the morning. The bear's still here. Daddy and Oliver are both asleep. Daddy's bottle of daddy juice is empty. Oliver fell asleep holding his video game. The batteries are dead. I really have to use the bathroom, and I don't want to wet the bed. Daddy hates it when I wet the bed on the weekends we're here. He always says,
"Not my sheet. Don't you dare do it on my sheets, little lady."
So I crawl out from under the covers and go to the door. It's dark and almost quiet. I sneak to the upstairs bathroom. I wash my hands twice. Daddy always says,
"The kids have nothing but germs in their grubby little mitts."
So I wash a third time, just to be safe. Then a fourth. Then I creep back. I pause at the top of the stairs.
Hello?
Sometimes I have bad ideas, but I do them anyway. If the bear won't leave, someone will have to make it leave. There it is. A mass of brown fur sitting in Daddy's chair.
Hello.
I don't hear her say anything out loud, but I know that's what she means. Hi.
What's your name, little girl?
Joanna. What's your name?
My name is... That's bear language for Susan.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Joanna, you're quite good at bear language for a human.
Thanks.
I like your house.
Susan?
Yes, dear.
I have to go upstairs to my daddy.
That's fine. I'll be here if you need me.
I blink, and I'm back in the bedroom. I don't know how I ran that fast. But I did. Daddy says not to run. But Susan is a bear, so I ran. I won't tell him I ran. It's Daddy's phone. Mom's calling.
Hey, everything all right? I didn't hear from you or the kids last night. Anybody there? Hello? Well, just call me back when you can, all right?
I don't use Daddy's phone. Last time I did, he yelled until his forehead was red. So I crawl back into bed and pretend to sleep.
I think the bear is still here.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
No, I don't think it is.
She.
Fine, she.
I'm bored, Dad.
And jump off a goddamn cliff, Oliver. I'm in the mood for your shit.
Big surprise.
What's that?
Nothing, Daddy.
That's what I thought. Leave your daddy alone. Think up a way out of this. We'll try tomorrow. Bear won't stay until tomorrow. Tonight you're mine completely.
When Daddy sings, he wants us to know it will be okay. And I believe him. Even when it's him who made it not okay.
But will you love me tomorrow?
Why haven't you called me?
Well, I know I didn't.
I told you to call me as soon as you got there.
What, am I your slave?
No. Listen, you know the rules. You're supposed to call
don't
me.
You I talk am not to your me slave, like that.
Okay? It must be Mom.
Those are my kids. No, listen,
Dad. Dad.
Can
I go back to playing my game?
Yeah, of course. Go for it, champ. I'm just talking to your son.
Hey, Oliver. Oliver?
Quiet! I'm almost at the next level.
Oliver!
Look what you did!
Do you want to hear about her? Her name is Susan. Listen to me, Oliver. I can speak with her.
Drink around the kids.
Well, screw you too! Oops. I'll get a new phone. I didn't like that one anyway. You got something to say, mister?
No, Daddy.
I didn't think so.
Daddy is almost out of his second bottle of Daddy juice, and it's making him itchy. He watches the liquid like he's looking at an ant farm.
Almost done.
The bruise around Oliver's eye is turning purple. He tried taking the Daddy juice away.
Hey, I'm sorry, champ, huh?
It's okay, Daddy.
But sorry doesn't make the bruise stop hurting. I go down to see Susan that night, when Daddy's asleep.
You want to learn more bear language?
Yes.
Let's start with hello. There are many different ways. There is saying hello to an old friend. There is meeting a stranger you are excited to meet. There is meeting a stranger you are scared to meet. There is greeting a friend who is no longer a friend.
You're warm.
In my language, that is...
Soft, too. Softer than my bed, even.
You can stay with me if you like. I know how to survive the winter.
Winter. It's coming, isn't it?
Is your daddy ready for winter? A daddy should know how to take care of his cubs.
The only cold I know about is the cold when he drinks back another bottle of Daddy juice.
Son of a goddamn mother stomach! Stupid bottle is blown like... I gotta pick it up.
Daddy, you're hurting yourself.
It'll be gone soon. It'll be gone so soon. And then we can go downstairs and it'll be okay.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Give me a hug, sweetie. give me a hug. Daddy really needs one.
No, Daddy.
I said... Give me a damn hug, Joanna!
Daddy, you're scaring me.
Is everything okay?
No!
Get over here, Joanna, now!
I don't want you to hurt me, Daddy.
I didn't say I wanted to hurt you. I wanted to hug you, Joanna.
I want to hug you.
That damn bear is ruining everything!
Daddy! Daddy, where are you going? Oliver, come on!
No.
I need to get us to her.
Who?
Susan!
The bear?
She's not like Daddy.
Okay. Let's go.
Susan, help! It's a monster!
I've had enough of this! I want you out of my house, you schmo! Holy crap!
Daddy scrambles backwards, his pants wet, and not from the faucet upstairs. He drops his bat, grabs a bottle of Daddy juice, and disappears up the stairs. Now it's just Oliver, me, and Susan. Thank you.
Shh. You're safe now.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Things are different. Susan brings her cubs over.
These are... and... bear language for Cece and Cubby.
Where is their mama?
Their mama is taking care of her own mama. So I am their mama until she comes back.
Do they have a papa?
Not right now.
We go outside. We play. It feels so good to be outside again. We try not to look to the upstairs window to see if the monster that took over Daddy is looking down at us.
Can you speak bear language?
No.
I'll teach him. Do you want to learn?
It's okay. It doesn't bother me. Hey, let me show you my favorite spot in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Keep up, come on. Just over this way, come on.
Oliver's bruise is nearly gone now, but every time we hear the monster, he touches it, as if to remind himself. He will not forget.
What troubles you, Joanna?
I'm worried about my daddy. I think we need to help him. He's sick.
He's lucky to have such a caring cub, but I don't think there's much we can do for him. A beast such as him is better left to be.
I have to help Daddy. Susan can't, Oliver won't. So I put together a plate for him. Half a banana, some canned pineapple, cold chicken. Smells weird, but tastes okay. A chocolate cookie, half a water bottle. Here, we'll put it on. I go to him after dark, hoping he's asleep. But he's not asleep. Daddy?
Go away. I don't want your help.
I don't care. You need it.
You sound just like your mother.
Daddy, you need to come downstairs. Susan says she'll help you, and when Mommy gets home...
Your mother isn't coming home. All that crap about her mother in Arizona? It's lies. Every last bit. It's just her excuse to get away from me. Finally get away from all of us.
You're lying. You're just a big liar.
Oh, yeah, sure I am. I'm just a big old liar. She doesn't want us. She doesn't want anything to do with us. Especially you and your whining and your stupid brother who doesn't do as he's told. She's gone. And she's not coming back. So that's the truth. And what are you gonna do about it? You're gonna cry? Oh, crap. Oh no. Joanna!
Oh, come to me, cub. Bears and beasts, even monsters, they all speak in truth. Your daddy, he finally heard you. Your bear language is getting very good.
The next day, we make preparations.
Food, you need lots of food.
We need to go out and get more.
Daddy has nearly $200 here. That'll last us, right?
If we're smart, no candy.
That's our lift.
We have to go, Susan.
I'll see you soon. Come back with lots of groceries.
We'll call Mommy once we get a new cell phone. We'll tell her the truth. Maybe she'll know how to help Daddy.
Maybe. Go on now.
Come on, Oliver.
Okay, right behind you.
Get in. Put your seatbelt on.
Hey, I mean, you got some kind of animal living with you?
Something like that.
I get one last look at Daddy. Somehow I know he'll be gone tonight. His footsteps vanishing into the forest. I know he'll come back, under the light of the moon. With sharp nails and a black beard and wild howling. Trying to come back for his cubs. Who he loved, but didn't know how to love. I know he'll live as beasts live. And it hurts my heart to know that.
Hey, is everything okay?
It's not okay. But we'll survive the winter somehow.
game time.
Put down the scalpel.
You two? I'm still with you two? Oh my god!
You'll want to be quiet, Cassie, or I'll take back what I told her about the scalpel.
Let me out of here! I don't want any part of your procedure!
Procedure's not the right word.
No, it's more of a summoning.
Followed by a blood sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No.
The mother is gone, right?
Mr. Carter escorted her to the lobby.
Mr. Carter. You know how we got him to betray you, Cassie? Oh, it was too easy. We told him we could help him forget. We told him when the Doctome is gone, all his memories will go with it.
More likely, we'll garrot him just for the fun of it.
If you have the Dark Tome already, why don't you let me go?
You know the answer to that. We need you as a sort of bridge.
Your brain is like a tree that set up root in the Dark Tome. We have some friends we'd like to bring over from another plane, and they're going to need to follow those roots on their way over.
I won't!
Who said we needed your permission? Do you think any sacrifice wanted their throats slit?
I'll hurt you.
Hurt us? Hurt us. Oh, try. I beg you.
I close my eyes. Seek my inner voice.
Finding it hard to concentrate?
What did you do?
Those roots that tie you and the tome together? I put a knot in them. You'll be grateful that you serve as an appetizer for the return of the greatest creatures the multiverse has ever known. Your sad little human essence will feed the vast and great aeons. Far more meaningful than living out your days as a sad little human. Now, let's get started. Nurse?
Yes, doctor?
Bring me the book!
I can feel my connection with the tome. Despite my state, the tome doesn't want to be here. It wants to be sideways.
I can sense him. The old man. He went straight to our masters. Now. Pull those tree roots together. Veniunt demones, visitimus ratio magni domini factum incarne.
I'm feeling something. How about you, honey?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it, and it feels real good.
Think it'll get big enough? Big enough for us to just pop on through.
Oh, I sure hope so. How about you, my old friend? Ready to watch me gobble up your apprentice?
Oh, I get to taste her first. It's only fitting.
No, please! Please don't! Don't!
Wait. Did you hear that?
It sounded like...
Let's see if he'll say it again. What did you say, Gussie?
Please!
Please what? What are you going to beg for?
Please, take me! Take me, not her! Not her! She's just a girl!
You? You, Gussie, you're nothing but an old bird. I'll break my teeth on you. You don't go for the old goat when there's a yearling in your sight.
I haven't been that hungry in a long time.
Well then, looks like it's game time.
That is a doorway that is wide open.
Just the way I like them.
Oh,
Home sweet terrestrial plane.
Gussie! I'm sorry. I couldn't stop them.
You sure couldn't, you old goat.
Great masters, you have finally come. Now we can conquer the world.
We have traveled this earth for centuries in search of the book. We have had to kill so many.
So many. You remember the Spanish flu? That was us.
As well as the Crusades, the Great Dying, Ebola, all
inspired
us. And now, we can devour all of creation with our combined power!
Combined?
As in, with us?
Yes!
We have worked so, so hard, great masters.
That's
great! Parabellum!
Our lord!
We beseech thee!
You know nothing of our nature!
Let's eat!
That was a hell of an appetizer.
Now, onto the main entree.
You won't take me! The book won't let you!
What do you know about the book? Do you know who gave it to humans? We did. In exchange for tribute. And now it's time for us to get our due.
I won't!
It's not up to you. The book is a parasite. All it's ever wanted was to bring us to you.
That's not true. I can feel it. Even now, the book is telling me to get it away from you.
You're like every teenage girl. You think you know so much.
Cassie! Kim!
Oh, more for the meme.
Work her up, little friend. Get those emotions pumping.
Kim, get out of here!
No, I'm here to help. You left something in Mr. Carter's office.
Please, run!
Not when my girl is in trouble.
So romantic, teenage love.
So full of delicious folly.
Mr. Gussie!
Hiya!
Catch!
Time stands still. Then, a glint of light as something flies from Kim's fingers into Gussie's hands.
My lighter. Time for me to do something I should have done years ago.
Gussie? What are you doing with that?
Got me some unfinished business.
You'll never see Olivia again.
I should have learned long before. What's gone is gone.
You're going to die too! You kill the book and it takes its hosts with it!
I'm an old codger. Plenty of time for me to be gone.
Then say goodbye to your little apprentice. Die!
Go, Cassie! Now, use your power!
What power?
In your mind, Cassie! For crying out loud, tell us a story!
I close my eyes and the world goes dark. Rather than pain, I see, in the darkness, the dark tome lying there, the cover closed. I reach out with my mind. The doctor's knot unravels in my hands. My invisible fingers touch the cover, flip it open, and the world flips over into itself.
Where are we? Really far away. What's that? Monsters. What happened to everyone? They're far away. Across time and space. I don't know how many dimensions. You did that? With your magic book? With my mind. So, how do we get back? I don't know. So We're together, Kim. Yeah, I guess we are. That's pretty sweet. All things considered.
Got a magic spell for those guys?
Actually, I sort of do.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to fly on a giant dragonfly. Have you?
Why not? It sure beats my Honda Civic.
Hook magnum anus up terra!
That's magic or the best drugs the world has ever known.
Just magic.
Cassie?
Yeah?
Your magic book. The Dark Tome?
Yeah?
It's missing.
Yeah. Burned, most likely.
So what next? Can you bring us back to our world?
Maybe. When things clear up. But we got some exploring to do around here first. There's our ride. Care to join me?
Do I ever?
Here, grab my hand.
Whoa! Where to, Cassie?
What?
I said, where are we going?
Anywhere we wish!
Okay, and there we have it. Cassie and Kim are sailing into the multiverse on the wings of a dragonfly, and the Dark Tome, well, who knows what planet or plane of existence it may have landed in. Though if you've listened to our first season of Undertow, Simpson Falls, you may have a sense that the Dark Tome is not as far away as we have been led to believe. The book may be closing on the Dark Tome for now, but there's plenty more waiting for you next time here on Undertow.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bear Language was written by Martin Cahill, adapted for audio by Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Story editor, Kat Howard. Featuring Lily Thorne as Cassie, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and Maya Klosky as Joanna. Additional voices by Andrew Leindecker, Michael Kimball, Lisa Miller-Jones, Lisa Stathopoulos, James Herrera, Ned Donovan, Raya Bergeron, and Casey Turner. Dialogue editing and sound design by Fred Greenhalgh. Original music by Peter Van Riet. Additional music by Blue Dot Sessions and Mind's Eye Productions. The Dark Tome was created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries and is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Undertow is a production of Realm, hosted by Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Mary Azadolahi and Haley Wagreich, associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw, executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh, Molly Barton, and Marcy Wiseman. Undertow's theme, Dark Rumbling, is by Hubert Campbell. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.